Hey, good afternoon, and this is Sterling High School Radio's March Madness of Music, the Final Four. What a journey it's been so far. I am, I guess, technically your host, as I am talking first, Justin C. Ryan, joined by my alternative rock buddy, Dean Troilo. Say hi, Dean.
Hello.
He's there. And, of course, we have our rivals in this, Jared Tabor and
yeah.
Darius Durst. Kovach belt, right? So this is our show for today. It's the Beatles versus the Red Hot Chili Peppers, alternative rock versus classic rock. Jared?
Coming in, the Beatles have been very strong. Not to many people's surprise, the number one seed in the classic rock region did take this by storm. Didn't really think there was much chance of anyone else beating them. I was a bit surprised by the Red Hot Chili Peppers making it through.
Yeah.
Although I do like them very much, they were a bit of a surprise to me.
Yeah, definitely. No one, I don't think anyone, except for there's one man who saw this coming. He will remain nameless. But yeah, my bet was not, I think the Foo Fighters should have pulled this one out. It would have been kind of cool to see Dave Grohl fight Dave Grohl
yeah.
in the last, the round before this, but that didn't happen. I guess Chad Smith and Anthony Kiedis and them and Red Hot Chili Peppers pulled it out somehow. I wonder who's out there voting is the biggest question, I think.
We need more people to vote.
Here we go. We're going to kick it off with our first song in the tournament by our number one seed, the Beatles, with their song, Hello Goodbye, on Sterling Knights Radio.
You say yes, I say no. You say stop, and I say go, go, go. Oh, oh no. You say goodbye, and I say hello. Hello, hello. I don't know why you say goodbye, I say hello. Yeah.
That was Hello Goodbye by our number one seed, The Beatles.
And here comes our, I believe, number six seed, Red Hot Chili Peppers, with Goodbye Hooray. You're listening here on Sterling High School's March Madness of Music here on Sterling Radio. Back to Sterling Radio's first annual March Madness of Music. That was our number six seed, Red Hot Chili Peppers, with Goodbye Hooray.
And just as a heads up, the way you can vote is you can follow us on Twitter at Knights Radio. You can click on the link to go to Google Docs, and then you can vote right there and vote for the matchup between the number six seed Red Hot Chili Peppers and one seed Beatles.
As you know, that was just Goodbye Hooray by the Red Hot Chili Peppers, our number six seed. Now we're going to listen to Ethiopia. That was off of the Red Hot Chili Peppers' 10th studio album. You're listening here on Sterling High School's March Madness of Music. Enjoy.
E-I-O-I-E-I-A. When you give your love away, you get a feeling for. stay. E-I-O-I-E-I-A. When I lie there wide awake, for my son I make. You're mad and good.
Our number six seed.
Right? That was our number six seed, Ethiopia, here on Sterling Knights Radio, March Madness Music. Right now we have Maxwell Silverhammer by the Beatles.
Joan was quizzical, studied metaphysical science in the home. Late nights all alone with a test tube. Oh, oh, oh. Maxwell Edison, majoring in medicine, calls her on the phone. Can I take you out to the pictures, Joan? But as she's getting ready to go, a knock comes on the door.
Bang, bang,
testing,
Maxwell
testing.
Silverhammer came down.
Check.
On her head.
Check, check.
Silverhammer made sure that she was dead. Back in school again, Maxwell plays the board
check,
again.
Check.
Teacher gets annoyed, wishing to avoid an unpleasant scene. She tells Max to stay when the class has gone away, so he waits behind. Writing 50 times, I must not be so, oh, oh, oh. But when she turns her back on the boy, he creeps up from behind. Bang, bang, Maxwell Silverhammer came down on her head.
testing, testing. Testing, testing.
EC31 said we caught a dirty one. Maxwell stands alone, painting testimonial pictures. Oh, 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 oh. And Valerie screaming from the gallery, say he must go free. The judge does not agree, and he tells them so. Oh, oh, oh. But as the words are leaving his lips, a noise comes from behind. About destruction, don't you know that you can count me out? Don't you know it's gonna be alright? Alright, alright. You say you got a real solution. Plan. You asked me for a contribution. Well, you know, we're all doing what we can. But if you want money for people with minds that hate, all I can tell you is, brother, you have to wait. Don't you know it's gonna be?
We're back here on Sterling High School Radio's March Madness of Music. That was just Revolution by the Beatles. Up next is the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Once more, this is the Alt-Rock Crew with your host, me, Justin Cenarine, and...
Dean Troilo.
Dean Troilo. Yeah, great guy. Our next song is Even You, Brutus, from the Red Hot Chili Peppers' 10th studio album. What's really cool about this track, actually, is that Chad Smith, their drummer, wrote a large majority of these songs, and the quote is that they said that they're the same band, basically with a new name, or the new name, with a, no, the same name with a new name, or new band, whatever, I'm sorry. Oh, man.
God is good and fate is great, but it feels so strong. Like I told you, I'm in for the long, long. Had to have been one of those things that took place in outer space. A match made in heaven, not a scratch on your face. Angels must have smoked some dust, singing songs about in God we trust.
me what not to do. You shouldn't make it with a younger girl. Hey. Too many chances for the foot to drop. I tried to tell him that I found a pearl. Well, like I told you, be careful what you're asking for. Hey. Just need to play. Like I told you, there's more than meets the eye. Yes, it's the rudest. Got a mess of a better head. Yes, it's the cutest. Even you never had my babe. Trying to lay any blame, but when it comes to the punishment, girl, you know how to bring the pain. Like I told you, I'd do it all again. This is the rudest. I got a mess of a better head. Oh,
all right, and we're back here. We're back here on Sterling High School Radio's March Madness of Music. That was Even You Brutus from the Red Hot Chili Peppers. I apologize. Before the break, I had a blunder with some of my words in quoting Chad Smith. He said that this is a new band, same name, but it's a new band. Of course, he's talking about their departure of their guitarist, John Frusciante. We're here with Mr. Strauss, and I believe Jared is going to do a little introduction.
Yeah, we're honored to have
the
phenom
just, yeah,
that is Mr. Rob Strauss. Mr. Rob Strauss, everybody, can everybody give a round of applause? No one?
No,
all right, yes. Yeah,
that's more applause than I'm used to, so that's very nice. I appreciate that.
That is his gag, the everybody, the welcoming everyone. He's like a late night host. But I guess we're going to sit down and talk a little bit about some of the journeys that the Beatles and the Red Hot Chili Peppers took to get here.
Yeah, I mean, looking at the Red Hot Chili Peppers, they had they drew a sixth seed, which I found kind of interesting. If you're new to the tournament, the alt-rock region decided to put in six new alt-rock artists and six, I guess, retro or old alt-rock. And by old, I mean stuff that I listen to. I'm not dating myself here at all. But the Chili Peppers met up with the Black Keys in the first round, beat them pretty decisively, 64-11 in that first round, which was kind of a shock to me because I thought the Black Keys would get a little bit more votes there. But then they went on to face the Kings of Leon, the number three seed, beat them up pretty much by almost the exact same score. And then they had a very, very interesting Sweet 16 matchup. The Red Hot Chili Peppers took on Nirvana, who was just recently inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame just last week. And I thought, I mean, that was their closest battle. They won by just 13 votes. And then got the Foo Fighters to in the alt rock region final, and they defeated the Foo Fighters just by 16 votes. So it was now here they are in the final up against Beatles.
Yeah,
and it should be a pretty good matchup. Jared, how did the Beatles get here?
Well, the Beatles, I'd say, had a little bit easier of a route. Coming in as the number one seed, they were, I'd say, favorites. First round, they faced Def Leppard, the number 16 seed. Blew them out of the water, 34 votes, 39-5. The next round, in the field of 32, they played the 8 seed AC/DC. Once again, took care of business, took them down. Then they went on to face the 4 seed, The Who. Once again, taking them down, 35-17 votes. Then, in to no one's surprise, facing the number 2 seed, Led Zeppelin, in the Sweet 16, or excuse me, the Elite 8, taking them down by a lesser of a margin, the closest they've had in this tournament, and they're now on to face the number 6 seed, Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Now, I really think that this matchup could really go either way. Am I surprised that the Chili Peppers came out of the alt-rock region? Probably, but this is why they play the games, and that's what they say. So there's only two number one seeds still out there. The Beatles in this half of the bracket, and the other half of the bracket, which you guys will hear tomorrow, is Luke Bryan going up against Katy Perry, who came out of the pop region, and Ben Muska really not happy about that. He really felt that Justin Timberlake should have come out of that. And the most important thing I can tell everybody out there that's listening to do is to vote and to get involved. The country region has the highest amount of votes so far out of any region. They garnered almost 130 votes back in the Sweet 16, and we're looking for that and then some as we head into the Final Four and the championship game, which will be on Wednesday.
Thank you, everybody. Mr. Rob Strauss, everyone.
Hey, you'll hear more from me tomorrow, probably.
Yeah, we really appreciate Mr. Strauss coming onto our program today. And right now we have Meet Me at the Corner by our number 6 seed, Red Hot Chili Peppers, on Sterling's first annual March Madness in Music.
Who you think I am? I could live without that. I'm just a modest man. Meet me at the corner and door. Tell me what to do, 'cause I messed up on you. And had I known all that I do now, I'm guessing we're through now. Receding into the forest, I will lay around and wait, and I'll wait for you. I will lay around.
gone. Aside from the God that you weren't meant to be mine, and it's fine. Taking it over a ride to the day when it's gone. Mystified by when it all went wrong, when it's gone. I live and I love.
Here on Sterling High School's March Madness of Music. Attention, seniors. Are you looking for a chance to win $2,000? Then the Design Your Skyline test for U.S. high school students is just the opportunity. Open only to seniors who are at least 17 years of age and enrolled in an accredited institution. Act now, for the contest closes on Thursday, April 17th. See Miss Mascali in room 116 for details. It's a great, great plug by Miss Mascali for a fantastic opportunity. Jared?
All right, that was Helter Skelter by the number one seed Beatles. And right now we have Yellow Submarine by the number one seed still, the Beatles, here on Sterling Knight's first annual March Madness of Music.
In the town where I was born, lived a man who sailed to sea, and he told us of his life in the land of submarines. So we sailed on to the sun till we found the sea of green, and we lived submarine. We all live in a yellow submarine, yellow submarine, yellow submarine. As all we need, sky of blue and sea of green, in our yellow submarine.
We all live in a yellow submarine, a yellow submarine, a yellow submarine. We all live in a yellow submarine, a yellow submarine, a yellow submarine.
That was Yellow Submarine by the number one seed Beatles.
And here from our number six seed from the alternative rock region is Red Hot Chili Peppers with their song, Californication. You're listening here on Sterling High School's March Madness Music here on Sterling Radio.
Psychic spies from China try to steal your mind's elation. And little girls from Sweden dream of silver screen quotation. And if you want these kind of dreams, it's Californication. It's the edge of the world in all of Western civilization. The sun may rise in the east, at least it's settled in a final location. It's understood that Hollywood sells Californication.
and buy me a star on the boulevard. It's California. And now they're all not far away, it's Californication. Born and raised by those who praise control of population. Everybody's been there and I don't need no vacation. Firstborn unicorn. An earthquake's out to a girl's guitar, that's just another good vibration. And tidal waves couldn't save the world from Californication. Hey, a surgeon, very well, to break the spell of aging. Sicker than the rest, there is no test, but this is what you're craving.
And we're back here on Sterling High School Radio's March Madness of Music. You just heard Californication by the number 6 seed, Red Hot Chili Peppers. Jared?
Just as a reminder, we got a few ways to vote now. You can vote. You can follow us on Twitter, at Knights Radio. We'll send out a link to go to Google Docs, and then you can vote there by selecting who you want to advance. We also have, if you come to room 402 during access, you can vote on Strauss's computer. And then also we have a very new way, which is during lunch,
yes,
we'll have people stationed with a laptop right there, and then you can just plug in your votes and tell us who you want to advance.
Yes, vote, vote, vote. We're looking for, like, literally, and I quote, $1.50 for this entire thing. You know, at least like 150 votes, because these are honestly monumental artists, and this is a big thing. You know, you win prizes, everyone. You can win a pretzel, or you know, there's T-shirts and other types of prizes and other great stuff.
Yeah, be sure to follow us on at Knights Radio, and right now we have Scar Tissue from our number 6 seed, Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Scar Tissue that I wish you saw, sarcastic Mr. Know-It-All. I'll close your eyes and I'll kiss you, cause with the birds I'll share. With the birds I'll share this. Push me up.
all over myself to lick your heart and taste your health. Cause with the birth of Shed, it's the lonely view. And with the birth of Shed, it's the lonely view. And with the birth of Shed, it's the lonely view. Step outside, but not to brawl. And autumn sweet wind, call it fall. I'll make it to the moon if I have to crawl. And with the birds of Shed, it's a lonely view. And with the birds of Shed, it's a lonely view. And with the birds of Shed, it's a lonely view.
And we're back here on Sterling High School Radio's March Madness Music. That was our number one seed, the Beatles, with Obla Di Obla Da, Little Life Goes On. I believe Jared has some more information for you regarding voting.
Yeah, you can follow us at Knights Radio on Twitter and click the link and vote for whoever you want to go through. I'd like to give some special thanks to our engineers, Bill Grover, Paolo Nascimento, Beth Young. Also, thanks to Rob Strauss.
Mr. Rob Strauss. And, of course, our two co-hosts from earlier, Darius and my boy Dean Troilo from the Alternative Rock Region. But we're joined by the Presence of Greatness one more time with Mr. Rob Strauss.
I'm back. Hey, a couple things. The voting link is now live, so you guys can go on Twitter at Knights Radio and start voting. And, again, we will be in the cafeteria tomorrow taking some votes as well. And you can also swing by room 402 to place your vote. So I'm looking forward to a very busy day tomorrow and also Wednesday. Speaking of Wednesday, who's up tomorrow? Tuesday. Excuse me. Tuesday. Day ahead of myself here.
We have the number one seed Luke Bryan versus the number two seed Katy Perry.
Intriguing matchup there. It's pop versus country, which in some aspects is kind of the same thing. See, that's a joke. Didn't go over very well. That happens. Also, coming up May 23rd, only 39 days to go until the Sterling Second Annual SH Estival, an all-day pretty much party outside for us. Got some great things planned, some karaoke.
Yes.
Which, Justin, you are spearheading that campaign.
Can't wait.
You and Bill Grover and Rob are kind of... That's gonna be funny.
It's gonna be
some really good times out there. Also have a live cooking demonstration.
It's Ben Muska.
By Ben Muska. A food eating contest between Justine Thomas and Bethany Young, which it's a cheese fry eating contest, which should be entertaining at best.
Yeah.
And a lot of other really, really cool stuff that is going to be highlighted very, very shortly. And we'll bring you more details as they become available to us. So, guys, great show. And... a little higher ground take us out. Chili Peppers. Make sure you guys get out there and vote. It's a 6-seed Red Hot Chili Peppers taking on the number one seed of Beatles.
And you're listening here on Sterling High School's March Madness of Music here at Sterling Radio. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Baby!
And go Knights!